Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/Brady Bros and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It is literally that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/Brady Bros. Hello and welcome back to the Brady Bros Boston Sports Podcast, where we cover everything in the Boston sports world. My name is James Brady, and alongside me is my brother Nicholas. Say hello.
Hello, everybody. Today is Monday, March 16th, and drumroll, please, episode 50, everybody. We were going to do something special, but then the world shut down. James, roll the intro music.
No icing. For the first time in 39 years, the Boston Bruins have won the Stanley Cup.
All right, and we'll start off this show as we always do with the Boston Red Sox and the
should
MLB.
Should we maybe just address the elephant in the world?
Yeah, we're going to do that instead.
If this is your only source of news and you don't know what's going on, one, what are you doing? Turn on a TV, browse the web. As you guys know, pretty serious stuff going down right now with the whole coronavirus thing. Sports are pretty much shut down, and I'm sure there are much bigger problems at stake right now than that going on. But I'm sure you've been filled in by every news source ever, and if you follow sports, you know that as well. Most things are taking some sort of a hiatus, but we won't get into it too much, so you'll see how it affects the show. We don't have a ton to talk about now, but the show will keep on rolling no matter. No worries there. All right, should we get into the Red Sox?
We should get into the Red Sox. So basically, spring training is done. The start of the season is expected to be pushed back a minimum of 2 weeks. And the idea is that it may start up after 2 weeks and just have no fans in attendance. But I'd say much more likely we're just going to see the MLB push the start of the season back. Don't really know what this means for games. I'm guessing just when they do decide to come back, they'll just start on the calendar like where they're at. And then maybe they'll work on rescheduling the games that they miss, or if they just do an abbreviated season. It's currently very unclear what's going on with just about every sports league,
I'd say. Yeah, every league has come out and basically said, we're postponing for 2 weeks, 4 weeks, till this date, whatever. But since then, that was, I guess, like 3 or 4 days ago, probably, by the time the last one of them decided to postpone. But since then, we have not heard a whole lot in terms of how they plan to begin the season slash continues the season. My guess is they're in constant contact with people from everywhere and monitoring the situation, whatever. So it's probably going to vary by league. It'll be kind of interesting to see how they handle everything.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really have a lot of situations like this that come around very often. I'm pretty sure like the last, and I could be very wrong by saying this, but when it got down to it, like the only couple of times that I can think of that I remember seeing online, like where either the World Series or some like major sporting event was canceled, were mostly due to the World Wars. This was back way back when like baseball players also had to sign up for the draft and stuff. So
I mean, all citizens of the U.S. still have to sign up for the draft.
Yeah, but you get my point here. Like,
yeah, and the only thing that is in any way sort of similar to this is when we see lockouts during some seasons. I forget when I believe the last one was the NBA.
NBA, yeah.
10-ish years ago, maybe. Might have been more than that. It was a while ago, so we haven't seen anything. We've never seen anything like this before, but we haven't seen anything similar to this in quite a while. So MLB, start of the season, pushed back at least 2 weeks. No more spring training. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's going to be a very common theme throughout this episode. I really don't know how long this one's going to run just because of the...
This is more of a quick update.
The lack of sports coverage. But we'll move into the Celtics, which this won't be news. This will just be a big old rant, and I would love to kick this one off. So the NBA has been announced that they're suspending for at least 1 month. This came in light of a number of things. We'll start with number one. Basically, just coronavirus is slowly spreading over, or I should say quickly spreading around the world. Everyone's kind of on the radar about it. And then I believe it was last Tuesday. Of course, it was the day the episode went up. So this is when everything goes bad. All the news that we cover, it's just irrelevant by the time we get to
Pretty
it.
Pretty much.
But Rudy Gobert.
Oh, boy.
Probably the dumbest human alive, if I had to guess. Tested positive for coronavirus. Canceling, I believe it was a Jazz OKC game that was going to go on. And then after that, everyone's asking questions. Everyone was asked to leave the arena in a, you know, timely but calm manner. Luckily, Rudy Gobert was not in attendance that night, which is good. But backtrack 2 days, Rudy Gobert at a press conference making fun of everyone's distancing, how everyone would put their mics up at the stand and then walk back a couple of feet to stay clear of him. He stands up to end his interview, touches every microphone, and this is at the point where he's hot in the incubation period where you can spread coronavirus like it's nothing, and walks away.
And I don't know if you have you seen the actual video?
Yes.
I'm sure you have, right? He doesn't like get up and touch it. He gets up, takes a step, like he's going to
like thinks about
like
it.
He thinks about it and then goes back in. I mean, that's karma. That's karma. I don't really want
to. It's not karma. It's just like him endangering people. It's
oh
not,
that too, but like for him to make fun of it and then 2 days later test positive for
the
it
first
like,
one. Yeah,
yeah. In other news, Donovan Mitchell, a teammate,
wonder how he got it.
Yeah,
wonder
no
how
there.
He got it. It's crazy.
Also tested positive pretty much the I think the day after this came out.
It was a day or two, and this was also it came out along with a statement basically saying from most of the Jazz players, they were very displeased with how Rudy Gobert was handling himself. They knew he was sick. They didn't think it was coronavirus or anything, but he was all over his teammates. He's touching everyone's stuff. Everyone's like, get away from me. He's up in everyone's face. Like, he did not handle this well at all.
It's not a great look, and that's probably why pretty much right after the league was suspended, it came out like, you know, what's going to happen to the workers that work in all the arenas, and that's how they get their living. And so it came out that a lot of NBA players were stepping up, donating. You know, we saw Giannis pledge a bunch of money to workers. We saw Zion pledge a bunch of money to workers. There's one other, Love. Kevin Love was actually
the
first one.
Bunch of other people who have pledged money, but the only ones we've
Rudy Gobert. Basically, everyone else was pledged. It was like they'll pledge $100,000 of their salary, which is an incredible gesture. And really, it's good to see people stepping up like that in this time. Rudy Gobert pledged $500,000, really trying to
clear his name.
I don't even know clear his name, but get some good PR going because it can't be a whole lot of good PR right now for him.
Yeah, my favorite was I don't even think we addressed this yet. The fact that we are recording this episode side by side. Because we have both been sent home from school for the rest of the semester.
Yeah.
To go online because of coronavirus. So that's where this comes in. We're on the ride home back from old Canada, picking your boy up from school. And Nicholas turns to me and goes, hold on a minute. Zion Williamson pledged $100,000, but only to the employees at the Smoothie King.
Okay.
Because Nicholas didn't realize the name of the arena in New Orleans.
Oh, pardon me for not knowing the...
spit on me, got me coronavirus up.
Okay, we can't be...
Anyways, the last player that has come down with coronavirus that we knew about is Christian Wood from the Detroit Pistons, who...
Oh, wait, yes, I did hear about
guess what? Defended against Rudy Gobert a couple nights before.
It's not a great look.
Not good.
So, yeah, that pretty much rounds out basketball. It'll be interesting to see how and not, well, yeah, when, I guess, when. But how they pick up the season, because fast forward a month, it's playoff basketball.
Playoff basketball, yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see, do they just start the playoffs? We're probably going to wait a little bit before we speculate this. We're going to have 1 or 2 weeks here
where
there's basically nothing going on. So we can speculate about that later and maybe wait for, you know, some more statements from players, from the league, coaches, whatever it may be. Yeah, they have a couple options, obviously, whether they want to play a couple games, go straight into playoffs, kind of push the season back. It'll all depend going forward, and we will keep you updated, I guess.
Yeah, and before we move on to the Bruins, we will take a quick moment for a word from our sponsor. That's right, it's a short episode. We still do two ad reads. We need money. And we will move on over to the other half of the closed up TD Garden. The Boston Bruins were the NHL, the last kind of major league to close down and suspend for the season, which is a bummer because the Bruins are having a season to remember right now.
Yeah, and here's where I'll kind of step in and say, this sucks for the Bruins. It sucks for other sports teams too, obviously, but the Bruins having such an incredible year. You look at Pastrnak approaching 50 goals and just the tear that they were on. This sucks for their momentum kind of thing, because that is a huge thing in sports that people don't take into account. Is the momentum and that kind of rhythm of the season. And so obviously other teams around this league, different leagues, having incredible years, other players, sucks. But, you know, being so heavily invested in the Bruins, it kind of hurts a little extra almost. So, yeah, hockey's suspended. They haven't given they haven't said a time, right? They didn't say 2 weeks or a month. I think they said, until further notice or something like that.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, like you said, you fast forward not even a month at this point, 3 weeks, and we would have been at playoff hockey. So we had a conversation outside of the podcast talking about, you know, the teams that are really close to getting a playoff spot, what if they start the playoffs when they come back? What if they just start right in with playoffs and you don't get a chance to clinch that spot that you're, 5 points away from? I don't want this to taint the season in any way. And that goes for all sports, too.
Yeah,
the Celtics having a good year. The Bruins having an incredible year. If the Red Sox have a good year, this is always going to be the coronavirus season, I feel like. Ugh. The coronavirus year.
Does it have a great ring to it?
Where everything, it's kind of just it's always going to be looked back on in that way. And I don't want it to come down to, if the season's over, the Bruins won because they have the most points. So congratulations, you're champions. That's not the way you win.
Yeah, I saw that on Stanley Twitter. Cup. Apparently that's in the rule book. And I was telling you about that.
Yeah,
and
no way.
You can, as a huge fan, obviously, I don't want that to happen. I can't imagine the players want that to happen or the organization wants that to happen. Yeah, it's a Stanley Cup, but it's not. But it's illegitimate.
It just doesn't have the same feel to it.
No.
And instead of players contracting coronavirus, there have been several reports that workers at different NHL arenas have contracted coronavirus. I believe most recently, it came out one from the Vancouver Canucks facility came down with coronavirus. No, I believe luckily they were self quarantined at this point. They said they're feeling good, feeling healthy. So. All good in terms of recovery stuff. Wishing everyone that respect the best out there chilling in self-quarantine right now. It's
go binge the podcast.
It sucks, but it's one of those things where it just has to get done. It's just for the safety of everyone, along with these leagues getting shut down. And same thing here with the Red Sox, with the Celtics, with the Bruins. I'm guessing when they first come back, they might try to come back a little bit early on the earlier side, but play without fans.
Yeah, that I think that's going to be a main theme among.
It's going to be a pretty general consensus. All right, well, we've burned through three of the teams.
We've literally repeated the same thing now, for three teams.
Now on to the Patriots, where we actually have a little bit more news to talk about that's not just coronavirus related. So starting off, the Patriots have agreed to deals with Matthew Slater and Devin McCourty, two longtime Patriots. Glad to have them back on the team. Obviously, Matthew Slater, multi-time Pro Bowler on special teams. He always makes these incredible plays. Whenever you see a blocked punt, a return kick, something, Matthew Slater's always in the heart of the play. And then Devin McCourty, you guys have been with the team for a crazy long time. So we got the McCourty twins holding it down in the secondary again this year.
Yeah.
Also moving along, the Patriots have franchise tagged Joe Tooney. So this doesn't guarantee he's coming back to the team. He's a highly regarded free agent, or would have been free agent at this point, as free agency did start, I believe, today. And we can break that down a little bit more later. But highly regarded, the Patriots want him, but I don't really think can pay him all the money. So the issue is the Patriots are looking at likely a tag and trade. So they have franchise tag Joe Tooney, and they'll likely offload him just for salary reasons. And the last thing, we can speculate on this a little bit because this has no actual fact to it. It's apparently been narrowed down to the Bucks and the Patriots.
And the Chargers, according to a headline today.
Interested in Tom Brady. The Dallas Cowboys have tagged Dak Attack Prescott.
And the Titans have paid Ryan Tannehill.
All the money.
Tannehill or Tannehill?
Tannehill. It's always been Tannehill. Okay, You've always said Tannehill.
Well, he was on Miami. I mean, he wasn't really.
Ryan Tannehill has been paid for 4 years, $118 million, which is a whole bunch of money for a guy who played half of a good season and ran through a weak AFC. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. You want to break it down for the Tom Brady speculation?
Yeah, my stance on Tom Brady is still pretty much the same as it has been since the beginning. I genuinely believe from the bottom of my heart that he's coming back to the Patriots. And if he doesn't, just rip my heart out and leave it there. It'll suck. But I will continue to support him and the Patriots no matter what, but he's coming back to the Patriots.
All right. And we'll move on to what I wrote here is kind of wrong. It's is Bill O'Brien the dumbest human ever, but I've already placed that title on Rudy Gobert. So we'll go with is Bill O'Brien the second dumbest human ever, because he today traded what I consider the best wide receiver in the league. You countered with Julio Jones. We went back and forth.
But yeah. I think there's no deny. He's a top three guy.
Top three guy for sure. DeAndre Hopkins always helps me out in fantasy every year. Didn't help me out enough this year, that's for sure.
For those of you that don't know,
I lost my fantasy league. We can get over that. Anyways, DeAndre Hopkins has been shipped on to Arizona with Kyler Murray, the emerging star out of the Cardinals winning franchise. Yeah, no, they suck still. But yeah, basically DeAndre Hopkins has been sent to Arizona in return for a second round pick and David Johnson, and DeAndre Hopkins got sent along with like a late round pick. So if you know anything about football, this is an absolute bargain.
For DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, no. For the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's what I meant, like who they're trading. You get one of the, you get arguably the best receiver in the league for a draft pick, and I'm sorry, who did you say?
David Johnson, a running back who was good three or 4 years ago.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean,
he used to be on the Lions.
Who?
That was Calvin Johnson, sorry.
Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, never mind.
Megatron. Anyways, but Bill O'Brien continues to make just a string of laughable moves in the Houston Texans organization. And it's one of those things where, just for the sake of competitiveness, I hope they fire him, because the team's good enough from a raw talent perspective that they can keep winning regardless of who's the captain of that ship. But he's so bad with his time management and his overall decision making, because he is both a coach and the GM. So he has even more power, which I don't really think is a smart idea. So you see him making bad calls on the field, bad calls off the field. And I hope for your guys' sake, if there's any Houston Texan fans out there listening, I apologize. And I hope for your sake, Bill O'Brien's out of a job very, very soon. But I don't know.
Yeah, and just to highlight some other big moves around the league. What was I going to say? Big moves around the league. The Titans also, along with signing or re-signing Tannehill, basically they franchise tag Derrick Henry. The Bengals franchise tag AJ Green. We talked about DeAndre Hopkins, Joe Tooney. I feel like there's one more big name.
We talked about Dak in the other one.
Dak, that might have been
was.
The Vikings extended Kirk Cousins.
And wait, one other thing happened.
Yeah, I feel like there was something.
Austin Hooper signed / got traded to the Browns was the last thing.
A lot of them aren't on this transaction website, which is weird. Anyway, those are pretty much the main points. And it's just been, I think you said one day of free agency. Did it start today?
It started
today. That makes sense.
It's been crazy already.
My phone was buzzing all day long with like people getting franchise tagged, traded regardless. Okay, that's big news for the league. I'm sure freaking Tom Brady will move tonight probably, or tomorrow after we upload this.
Who knows?
That would just be our luck. In that case, we might have an emergency podcast type of thing.
That would be an emergency.
From moves around the league, I'm sure there will be plenty more in the coming weeks. The CBA, which stands for something.
Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Okay, that. And James is going to take you down the main points that that whole meeting or agreement came out last couple of days or today?
Yesterday, I believe.
Yesterday.
So the CBA, the biggest thing, which we already talked about a little bit, is playoffs are moving to a 7-team format, I believe, as early as next season, not this coming 2020 to 2021 season, but be the 2021-2022 season, if that makes any sense.
That was a lot of numbers. Really
a lot of numbers that are close to each other. But anyways, so not this coming season, but the following season. These are all things that have been approved, but then the owners need to agree upon them as well. So, but they're all expected to agree upon them, so we'll probably see that in the next couple of years. Meaning, only the first seed will get a bye on each side, AFC and NFC, which will be interesting. Honestly, as long as this doesn't go into action for a couple of years, if we keep Tom Brady, we just get first seed a couple more times, and then when we're rebuilding, we'll have that chance to snag, you know, a seventh seed, right? Yeah, you see that? But no, we're probably screwed. I don't know how I feel about this. We'll see. I want to see it in action, which is kind of weird because it means we have to wait literally a year.
Or a whole, yeah, and go through the whole season. I think it kind of makes it a little more competitive, right?
It makes it more competitive, but also you take out... If you get one,
rest,
of those
that
teams,
one of those key rest weeks, basically.
Yeah, so you take away, I would say, a better chance of a two seed making a run, where you're going to see a lot more. This is one of always my complaints with March Madness, which has been canceled, unfortunately, along with everything else. But you always see, like, the one seeds making it, which they're expected to, but because this kind of takes it, another thing out that makes it just a little bit harder for other seeds to kind of make a Cinderella run. The other biggest change for the viewership side is they're expected to move to a 17 game season starting between 2021 and 2023. Once again, that's something that, again, all of the owners have to agree upon before instating it in the league, which I believe comes along with a shorter, possibly three, I don't know exactly how many games, but it's suspected three preseason games. There will be no extra bye week. Other than that, moving into like the nitty-gritty stuff, so there's a higher minimum salary and players' share of revenue will increase, which basically just means the players
rich
are
get richer,
allowed to make more off of themselves existing.
Oh, that's probably good for them.
If like the league's revenue is up again. But this, another, I wouldn't say exciting, but interesting development. There will no longer be suspensions for positive marijuana tests. And I guarantee you, this drove about 90% of the votes.
You think it was pretty... who votes on the CBA? All the players?
The players.
Okay.
And it was pretty close. It was like 1,000-something votes to 900 and something. It was pretty close. It wasn't very one-sided.
Oh, they vote on the whole CBA, not just the...
Not just, like, the individual points.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So this point alone drew a lot from...
I'm guessing this got a lot of yeses.
You know Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon's out there waiting for his redemption. But yeah, so no suspensions for a positive marijuana test, which I think's a good thing in general, because you see this across leagues where it's widely talked about and known that a lot of players use marijuana to just deal with, especially in football, like the pain and soreness associated with playing the sport. You see it a lot, I'd say, in basketball too, not as much in like hockey and baseball. Baseball is just other steroids.
In hockey, they just
hockey rub they're dirt just on their different breed of people. But I have to say, I am excited
for
this.
It makes sense as the country moves toward, the whole country moves towards kind of the legalization, the decriminalization aspect, which I'd say majority of the country already has. It makes sense that this would get implemented, as it's no longer like a criminal thing, I guess.
Yeah. But it also just means that like you won't see players missing like a game or two just for a positive drug test, at least for marijuana. If they're doing other stuff, yes, they'll suspend them. But what I'm sad about with this is that the Stephen A. Smith, stay off the weed, will no longer be a thing of the NFL. We'll no longer get those suspensions and Stephen A. screaming.
On Instagram.
On First Take, stay off the weed. No longer do we get that. We can still hope for it in other sports, I guess. If everyone else starts smoking a bunch, we can get our Stephen A. moments. But that is...
Oh, Stephen A. isn't going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere. Well, maybe these couple of weeks he is. Nothing to talk about. Nothing to break down. Like,
just
nothing
Max
to first
Kellerman
take.
On a conference call. Like,
wearing masks.
Yeah.
Anyways, that is the CBA. So a couple of changes. We basically won't see anything as like viewers. We won't see anything implemented right away. It'll all be in the next couple of years. So kind of a long-term thing. But that CBA does... hold for 10 years, which means there will be no lockouts during that amount of time, and these changes take effect somewhere between, you know, over the next 10
years. Okay, so if it's agreed upon before, like, for 10 years, what happens if they start, like, the 17-game season? What happens if they start it in, like, 2 years? It only runs for the 8? Like, they could switch back in theory?
Yeah, the CBA is agreed upon every 10 years.
Okay.
Anyways, I think that literally does it for everything, just how awful this show is, and how, you know, all the stuff going on in the world is with coronavirus kind of shutting all the sports down. So that's going to wrap up this very extremely underwhelming episode 50 of the podcast. Real quick, do want to take a moment before we kind of wrap the show here just to say thank you to everyone who's listened along the way.
And continues to listen.
And continues to listen every single week to tune in to listen to what the hell we have to say about the just most random stuff ever that we throw in some document. But I do want to say thank you. This started, almost a year and a half ago-ish.
Oh, over a year ago.
A year and a half, yeah. August. Yeah, so I definitely, like, it was very surreal with the hitting 50 episodes. Very surreal moment. Where it's one of those things where you think, like, oh, I want to keep doing this, but you never really think about, oh my god, I've done 50 episodes of this. But we've managed to get through 50 episodes, so thank you guys so much for the support. We will continue to do our best giving you guys the best podcast content given the circumstances. So thank you guys again for listening, supporting, and if you want to listen and support more, leave a rating on this podcast on whatever platform you listen on. Really helps us, lets us know there's people there, lets us know you guys are listening, enjoying this show. So make sure to leave a like, review, positive comment, whatever it ends up being. That really helps us out on any platforms.
Yeah, and you said it pretty well. Again, thank you guys so much for listening for these 50 episodes. We're going to continue to do our thing here on a more serious note. I guess stay safe, stay healthy. And if you want to follow along outside the podcast, follow us on our social medias. The Instagram is at Brady Bros Boston. The YouTube, Brady Bros. We're getting back into the swing of things there because it's been tough with being so far apart. But now that we have been
reunited.
That's
the weird circumstances, but reunited.
Reunited. Got some more stuff coming out on there, so you guys should check that out. My Twitter is Brady Bros Nick. James's Twitter is JamesB_Boston. Thank you guys again so much for listening. We really do appreciate all the support. And we will catch you next week. See ya!